to see what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm looking up at the TV. Marshall Brodeen died. That's Wizzo. They're showing it on the morning news on Channel 9. I didn't know that. I don't know if it just happened or what, but they just announced that they're showing right now Remembering Wizzo, Marshall Brodeen, 1934 to 2019. One of my childhood heroes. Introduced me to magic. I had his magic kits and his cards and all that stuff. So that's sad. A local, you know, giant, television giant, a really great guy. He played Wizzo on Bozo's Circus, and he was known as a great magician. So that's just sad. Marshall Brodeen's passed away. Just wanted to bring that along. So I was just looking up at the TV. The Channel 9 News is showing it right now. They're showing an old interview between Dean and Marshall Brodeen. So anyway, that's sad news. So let's try to cheer things up here and talk about some dummy stuff. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's time for you, big dummy. This is where we read real news stories about real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Let's begin. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Police in New Jersey say footprints in the snow led them from a crash-stolen car to the man suspected of stealing the car. Hackensack Police Captain Peter Biscaglia says that the 23-year-old suspect was arrested on motor vehicle theft and resisting arrest charges on Saturday. The victim told police he left his car running and the keys in the ignition when it was stolen. Authorities say the victim got into a company car and pursued the suspect until he crashed and fled on foot. And then responding officers tracked down the suspect following his footprints in the snow. The suspect has been released on a summons and no court date has been scheduled.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. An ex-con is back behind bars after he allegedly striking his girlfriend in the forehead with a piece of cookie. Wade Smith, 41, was arrested yesterday on a misdemeanor charge following the alleged battery in the couple's residence in a Tampa suburb. It's shocking. It's in Florida. According to a criminal complaint, the victim told the cops that Smith, quote, threw a hard piece of cookie at her and hit her in the forehead. Smith reportedly admitted to throwing the cookie at the victim without her consent. Police noted that the woman had a red mark on her forehead, but no further injuries. Smith, locked up in the Pasco County Jail in advance of a court appearance, has a lengthy rap sheet that includes convictions for grand theft, trafficking stolen property, fraud, and weapons possession. He served three separate terms in state prison. And he is seen in the above mugshot without the tattoo on his face and then with the new tattoo on his face. So he's got a tattoo on his face. Adds to his charm.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. An Indiana man who yesterday accidentally shot himself in the penis and scrotum does not have a handgun license and could face criminal prosecution. According to cops, Mark Anthony Jones, 46, suffered an accidental self-inflicted gunshot injury while walking early Thursday morning in Marion, Indiana. During an interview in the emergency room of Marion General Hospital, Jones said that he was carrying his High Point 9mm handgun in his waistband when the weapon, quote, began to slip. Jones said that he reached down to adjust the gun, which was not holstered, and the firearm discharged. The bullet entered just above his penis and exited through his scrotum. Since Jones does not possess a state handgun license, investigators will forward his case to the Grant County prosecuting attorney for determination on whether he will face criminal charges. Jones, also a Marion native, has two felony convictions for narcotics dealing. Man, oh man.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Police officers in Jordan, Minnesota were called to check on the welfare of a man standing motionless outside in the cold, wearing no coat and hugging a pillow. When officers arrived, they found that the quote-unquote man was actually a cardboard cutout of MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. Those cardboard cutouts sure can look real from a distance, and the caller certainly was not wanting to get too close, thinking, what kind of a deranged person would stand outside in the cold hugging a pillow? It is always better to call the police, said the Jordan Police Department. Lindell himself shared the police department's post, calling it, quote, unreal. This cardboard CEO isn't the only inanimate object getting cold weather welfare checks doing to Minnesota's winter. In front of the Basquila St. Mary's Church in Minneapolis lies the sculpture of a homeless Jesus, visible right along Hennepin Avenue. The statue looks so real that people were calling 911 concerned for someone overexposed in the brutal cold. I have witnessed an ambulance pull up and people coming out to realize it's a sculpture. Some people just called 911 as they drive by. It happens all the time. February of 2019 was the fourth snowiest record in Minnesota, and it was also the most extreme in years.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. If nothing else, hipsters are ironic. An angry hipster wrote to MIT Technology Review demanding they stop using his photo for an online article claiming all hipsters are alike. And as it turns out, the photo wasn't of him. On February 28th, MIT ran a story called The Hipster Effect, Why Anti-Conformists Always End Up Looking the Same. The article examined a Brandeis University study looking at how anti-conformists tend to inadvertently create their own conformity. MIT concluded that the hipster effect is a counterintuitive phenomenon in which people who oppose mainstream culture all end up looking the same. A short time later, according to MIT editor Gideon Lichfield, an angry reader reached out to his online magazine demanding they take down the photo attached to the snarky article, which showed a bearded man in a flannel shirt and wool skull cap looking hip and a bit affected. Lichfield wrote on Twitter, he accused us of slandering him, presumably by implying he was a hipster and of using his pic without permission. According to Lichfield, he did his homework and found the license stipulated that if he used the image, it had to be in connection with a subject that would be unflattering and unduly controversial. For a reasonable person, it had to be made clear that the person was a model. The subject in the picture is actually a model, and the photo was obtained through Getty Images, which provides art for online and print publications worldwide. MIT considered removing the photo from the story, and Lichfield wondered if referring to the subject as a generic millennial chap was defamatory. So the caption now reads, stock photo posed by model. Acting responsibly, he contacted Getty to make sure there was no licensing issue with the stock photo. He got the model's name and learned that the man who had been complaining misidentified himself as the hipster in the photo, and it wasn't even him. All of which proves the story we ran. Hipsters look so much alike that they can't even tell themselves apart from each other.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It wasn't even him. That's fantastic. All right. We have to vote here. So after I do the recap here, we will vote. Tom will vote. Ben will vote first. Then I will vote. And then we will get you guys first person through at 312-981-7200. We'll cast the third vote. Okay, let's do the recap. We got the dummy who left his footprints in the snow that led the cops to him after he stole a car. We got the dummy with the long rap sheet who got busted because he threw a cookie at his girlfriend. We got the dummy who shot himself in the penis with an unlicensed gun. We got the dummy who called the police to check on a cardboard cutout of MyPillow's Mike Lindell. And we got the dummy who demanded a picture of him be taken off the internet, but it wasn't him. All right, Ben, where are you going with this?
I have to go with number five, the hipster that can't identify himself.
The hipster that can't identify himself. Okay. And proving the article to be correct.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you guys, you got to get in here and vote. First person through at 312-981-7200. You are going to be the third vote. 312-981-7200. Okay. Let's see. We got these are there's a lot of good dummies here. I gotta say, the footprints, the guy throwing a cookie at his girlfriend and then getting busted for that, and the guy who shot himself. I mean, these are all really good, but I think I gotta go with the dummy who called the police to check on the cardboard cutout of Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. Just the idea that this guy thought someone was standing outside in the cold hugging a pillow is very, very funny to me. So we have Ben voted for the dummy who demanded a picture be taken off the internet, even though it wasn't him. And then I'm voting for the dummy who called the police to check on a cardboard cutout of Mike Lindell. So let's see. Gary, you're the deciding vote. Who are you going with?
Dummy number three.
Dummy number three. Okay, well, then we still have a tie. Thanks, Gary. Let's go to another caller. We have to break the tie. Here's the deal. The dummy who called the police to check a cardboard cutout of Mike Lindell, the dummy who demanded a picture be taken off the internet. You have to choose one of those two. 312-981-7200. We have to break the tie. So here we go. Here is, okay, here is, let's see, here's Ken. Ken, who are you voting for out of those two? Ken?
Hello?
Yeah, who are you voting for out of those two?
I'm voting for the penis shot.
Okay, well, that's not one of the ones that we want. Okay, we are down to, let me explain this. We are down to two dummies. We have a tie. We have to break the tie. We have the dummy who called the police to check on a cardboard cutout of Mike Lindell, or we have the dummy who demanded a picture of him being taken down on the internet, but it wasn't him. Those are your only two choices. You do not vote for the guy who shot himself in the penis. That's not in the game. We have a tie. The idea is for you to vote and break the tie. So that's your two choices are the dummy who called on the cardboard cutout of Mike Lindell, or the dummy who wanted a picture of him taken off the internet, even though it wasn't him. Here's Janet. Janet, do you understand the proceedings?
I do, okay. And I go with the MyPillow guy cutout.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Janet. Okay, there you go. Our dummy of the week is the guy who called the cops to check on the cardboard cutout of Mike Lindell. All right. Let's take a break. We've got weather, and then after the weather, we continue with our regular features, and we'll go with Straight Out of Context after this. You better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline Studio on the Friday morning. And our Friday regular features continue. Straight out of context, this is when you listen 24-7 to this radio station, whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle. You jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Ben, let's begin.
All right. First off is from Fox Valley Mike, and it's Rokan.
Now, there's fun size sex.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to know.
All right. I don't want to know either.
All right, next.
We have Jen DeSalvo from Mark from Aurora sent this in.
Just keep moving forward and sticking things in your mouth.
God, Jen. Oh, man. Okay.
All right. Number three today comes from Paul, and he sent in a Nick DiGilio.
Oh. I'm good. I got enough equipment at home. I'm good. What was that? What was going on? Somebody was offering me something, right?
Yeah. It was... Two days ago, I think.
Somebody was offering me something, and I said I have enough equipment at home.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was. Okay.
All right. Jesse sent in a Brian Noonan.
Because if your beaver's not crafty, it doesn't really deserve to be running around.
Okay. He does those on purpose. Noonan does those on purpose. There's no question about it.
Yeah,
no
go.
Question about it.
Yeah, I'll go along with that.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Next, John Williams, and Jesse sent this one in as well.
All right.
It's a little big. It's sort of impossible to fit it comfortably in your mouth, but you can attack it.
That's not John Williams.
So it's not John, but it was one of his guests.
Okay.
It was one of his guests. It was on the John Williams.
Okay. All right. I was going to say, John Williams' voice got high suddenly.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on there. All right, so that was a guest on John Williams' show.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Next up, we have Anna DeVlantis, and this comes from The Night Owl.
Get away from my tomatoes.
Oh, I like that. I like that one. That's a good one. Okay.
That was pretty good.
Yep.
All right. We have another Jen DeSalvo, and this comes from Tim.
Oh, yeah.
So it's accurate.
Can't bend over.
Oh, boy. Okay. What's next?
Next is Rokan, and Kelly from Elgin sent this in.
Okay.
He also is gigantic.
Quite good. Quite good. Nice one, Ro. Okay.
This is Bill Leff, and Kelly from Elgin sent this one as well.
All right. All right.
We need a rim shot so badly.
I think she confused the term.
Yeah.
I think the...
But I'll go with it.
Yeah, I don't think... Rim shot's not... Yeah. It's not the term that she was thinking of. I'm pretty sure she was thinking of a different term. Okay, let's move on.
All right, here comes the... What I'll call the fan favorite. Scott from Carpentersville sent this one in, and it's Wendy Snyder.
A real big one, long one, rather.
Yes, that was just subconsciously said right there.
Yeah.
Oh, Wendy. Wendy. Okay.
And then, Scott was paying attention to Wendy this week, so okay. We have one more. One more from Scott from Carpentersville.
So a lot of people do the double dip in over there.
Yes.
Okay. See, here's the thing. As you now know, Wendy Snyder appears pretty much weekly on this segment.
Yeah.
And has often appeared on it since we first started doing this segment. She has been a part of it pretty much every week. So that'll probably continue as we go along. All right. What is next?
All right. The next few are from one submission we had, thanks to Melrose Park Bill.
Okay.
And this was on the Cochrane Show.
Okay.
And well, we'll just, there are several in a row. So we'll just start with the first one and go from there.
All right.
Well, we had the Brothers Nuts.
Okay. Was that Mary?
That was Mary.
Okay. What's next?
Mary dominates this.
Okay.
This
Mary Sandberg, by the way, we're talking about. Okay.
Yes. All right. And Mary goes on to say...
We all ordered the nuts, right. And they were good.
All right. Yeah. What's next in this conversation?
Mary Vandeveld.
Oh, Mary Vandeveld. Yeah, so we had another Mary to the mix. Okay.
Mary Vandeveld had something to say on the matter.
You didn't share the nuts with us.
Okay, next.
Then Sandberg retorts.
I don't know what happened to his nuts.
Oh, man. All right.
Yep. And Sandberg's closing arguments.
Because I watched him do it in the studio.
Okay. All right. I don't even know what happened there.
Talking
about nuts and then watching him do it in the studio. All right, I don't even know what's going on. That morning show is filthy. Okay, what's next?
All right, next is Elizabeth from Chicago sent this one in. Actually, we had several submissions, but Elizabeth was the first.
All right.
And this is a two-parter, and we can thank the Bill and Wendy show for this one.
Okay.
Yeah, here's Wendy.
I'm going to do it with the dog tonight.
Oh, man.
And start a viral video.
Oh, man. All right. What's the next part of that?
Next part of that is...
Dang. They're not getting out of the way. They're just sitting pelted. There. It's just sticking on their face.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's... that last one was just the one before it. Well,
oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And that's what we
Oh, that's it.
That's
oh,
it.
Okay. All right. So there you go. All right. You can do it. You can jump in again next week. Just keep listening, and I'm sure that there'll be some filthy stuff that people say during the course of the week. And again, you listen 24/7 whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context. It sounds dirty. It makes you giggle. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. We're going to break for the news. And then after the news, we've got Nick D Show Spies, and then the Fly Jams will begin right here on 720 WGN.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. 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 Like us.
Yeah. Well, back to our regular Friday morning features. This is Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to know, and you're a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Ben, what do we got?
First one was sent in from Linda out of Blue Island, and we'll listen to it, and you'll catch on.
Dean, I don't know if you and Steve were listening to Nick DiGilio on your way into work, but he was talking about one time when he and some buddies came over and they were watching an 8-hour stretch of Beavis and Butthead that MTV had on, and it was billed as the Moronathon.
What?
Wow.
So I thought of you guys, of course, because I heard moron.
That's pretty funny.
So yeah, so that Mary Sandberg there on
yeah,
the
of course.
Steve Cochran
show. She listens all yeah. the she listens coming in all the time, and she texts me pretty regularly. And thank you for listening, Mary. I appreciate it. That's pretty funny because I thought of you guys because of the moron. Yeah, Moronathon, 8 hours of Beavis and Butthead.
That's
and I as I said before, we sat through 8 hours, just about me, a bunch of friends, a bunch of beer. 8 hours of back to back to back to back to back Beavis and Butthead. By hour 3-ish, you become Beavis and Butthead. Let me just say that. You're sitting on the couch going, hey, you know, you can't even speak anymore. Okay. And we got one more, right?
Yeah, we have one more.
All right.
And this was sent in from Rick.
All right.
And this was Roger Badish talking with Matt Bubala.
All right.
And then Rollo passed away.
And who's Rollo?
The day
Rollo?
Before. Rollo from... brain freeze. Come on. Nick DiGilio's going to kill me.
Yeah.
Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, All right.
Yeah, he's just trying to remember names.
He was trying to remember. He's trying to remember names. Yeah, Rollo. He couldn't even. How can you remember the name Rollo and not remember that he's from Sanford and Son?
Yeah.
You know, there's another great supporting character on Sanford and Son. I don't know if you know this one. His name was Eugene. No, I'm kidding. Oh, man. All right, everybody, keep your ears opened. And if I'm mentioned or the show's mentioned, jot it all down, send it in. We'll play it on Nick D Show Spies.